Derek Crown. I'm a documentary filmmaker, and I was diagnosed with cancer in 2005. I'm still, to this day, battling it. It's an environmental cancer. The doctors have no idea exactly what it is or how to fix it. I've been through over 14 surgeries, chemo, multiple rounds of different radiation in different areas. And one thing that I hear common with all the stories today is all of us that have been touched by cancer have taken that pain and turned it into something positive to change the future. For me, I consider it a sharpening stone for my soul. It finally gave me a mission. Once I lost everything, I gained everything. And I know that that is a very common story out here as well. And I have heard the most tragic stories today. My heart's been broken 100 times, but I've been inspired 200 times by everybody that's here. Because as I work on these movies, I find that every single state has the exact same problem. Everyone is being poisoned. It's a business model, not a fluke. It's designed, and this is the biggest problem. Thank goodness everybody is here today, and everybody is standing up. And the one thing is that as a unified voice, we can rise above all of the noise and all the commotion that these agencies keep pushing out. And our voice will be heard, can be heard. We will not be silent any longer. We can fight back, and we can change the entire future. And I do believe that. And I've found the most amazing activists all around the nation. And I just, you know, everywhere I go, but it's unfortunately the same problem. Communities being poisoned, and they're not being told that they're being poisoned. They're not allowed to make an informed decision. You know, anybody that gets cancer, to me, it's absolute tragedy. But for a child to have cancer is criminal. And we cannot let them continue. We cannot let this executive immunity of these companies that are running this, knowing they're poisoning us, to continue to have free reign and giant bonuses when they leave these companies and leave us sick. I just want to say that it's really an honor to be here today with everybody and to meet everybody from around the country, because if we unify, then we can really, really make a huge change. You know, pain created this path that we're on, but love will determine the future. So, thank you, everybody. We're going to go to a march very quickly, but I just wanted to ask if we could have a quick, and everybody's very hot, but a quick moment of silence to honor all the people that can't be here today. Thank you. Let's go march and show them what we got.